Indeed. Thanks so much. And it is the good stuff. And interestingly enough, I want to talk about the last Super Bowl as being as Sunday is the Super Bowl.
What?
I know. Awesome. I got your interest, didn't I? In 1975, author George R.R. Martin wrote The Last Super Bowl. It was a short story set in the future where simulated bloodless games had replaced real sports. In this dystopian tale, the Green Bay Packers and Hoboken Jets played a final disregarded game in January 2016, making the end of the professional football. The story, published only 9 years after the inaugural 1967 Super Bowl, predicted a decline in live sports. While the real 2016 Super Bowl was a massive success, Martin's story reflects a haunting, speculative look at the intersection of technology and entertainment. How's that for kicking off the good stuff?
Interesting. With the Super Bowl coming up, that's kind of timely.
Yep.
Speaking of coming up, the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is going on. And they've got all kinds of livestock shows, horse shows. They've had Bronx for breakfast. They've had the Ranch Rodeo. Still got some great music concerts coming up, the trade show, Western Art Show, and a whole lot more. And you just need to go to find out more. Check it out online. Go to look at Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
Indeed. And Tri-State Livestock News. They are your trusted source for all things agriculture. A fresh copy of the Tri-State Livestock News is going to get you quickly updated, packed with everything you need. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life.
10 things in 50 years. Never take a sleeping pill and a laxative on the same night.
Check.
This is wisdom, folks.
Yeah, no kidding.
There could be a fine line between hobby and a mental illness. You should never confuse your career with your life.
True. Good point.
No matter what happens in life, somebody will find a way to take it too seriously. Nobody cares if you can't dance. Well, just get up and dance. Never lick a steak knife.
Good information.
Take out the fortune before you eat the cookie.
Well, optional.
The most destructive force in the universe is gossip. Nobody could give me a clear and compelling reason why we observe daylight savings time. I mean, neither.
Yeah, that's a whole nother issue.
A person who is nice to you but rude to the waiter, not a nice person.
That's right.
Check
They're showing
out.
Their true colors.
10 things learned over 50 years.
You know, at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, they celebrate Western heritage, sharing the achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. You can learn more at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Hey, I have a couple of those Midwestern pieces left. I'll get through those. In the old days, remember the old days, we used to watch the local news ticker like it was the NFL draft to see if school was canceled.
Oh, yeah. They used to flash that across the bottom of the TV. God, God. Oh, yes.
Yes.
No
yes,
school.
Yes. Yay. And my last one, the most Midwestern thing I've read all day. Today, I helped push a random girl's car from an illegal spot 40 feet down to a legal spot to avoid a tow. The car works fine. We had to push it because none of the eight people around us could blow a zero, and she had a DUI device. It was truly the most Minnesota form of Midwestern hospitality. If you have any Midwestern stories, Midwestern thoughts, Midwestern cultural things, share them with us at kimhburge@gmail.com. We love to share what you send to us.
Well, with the Bull Bash and Valentine's Day coming up, they're actually on the same day here in Valentine, go to bullbash.net and check things out. If you're planning your vacation trip to Valentine and you want to look up motels and camping spots and river trips and lake trips and such, go to visit valentine.com. Oofta is being mistaken for a Swede. Oofta is getting swished in the face with a cow's wet tail. And one more of those. I'm going to wrap these up. Oofta is when your two steady girlfriends find out about each other. Oofta.
Oh, no kidding.
A little Norwegian for you in there today as well.
Yeah.
What else do you have, Kim, to wrap things up for today?
A friend shared this with me. I don't think she wrote it, but she shared it. Nowadays, vehicles have so many cool features. I put my truck in reverse, and it showed me of a video of someone getting run over.
Ha-ha.
Sandy McCoy of Springview, Nebraska, shared that, and I thought that was actually quite hilarious.
And if you have something to share, as Kim said, send it to us, and we'll take a look at it and maybe have it right here on The Good Stuff.